Did I leave something out? I probably did.
Sorry, that was
Anything
just the
from
recording.
Like O&M? Oh yeah. Anything missing from O&M?
I was thinking of, adding some plant material around the lake, but with everything that's going on, I think we could push that off to another year.
Okay, well, let's add it on. I'll go ahead and add it on, and then we can decide, because this is almost like a budget idea that would fit with like your our maintenance plan.
Uh-huh.
Because we have a maintenance plan. That's where all the plants are, right?
Right.
So that's why I stuck maintenance plan in there. And they don't have to. We just need to kind of figure out what the prices would be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So kind of around the table, round robin, does O&M look good to everybody as far as things we need to return to and go through and budget for and give that to Paul?
Yeah, the monitoring reports, specifically what monitoring was that? Was that of the lake?
We get a lake report every year, I believe.
Okay, that's what the monitoring is.
Yeah, by it's just for the lake.
Yeah. Okay. No new monitoring, and not monitoring of the rain gardens, just the basic lake monitoring.
Yeah, we're not there yet because we don't have that monitoring plan for the rain garden.
What's currently monitored on a yearly basis right now?
Well, I think it's just general, like maybe E. coli, oxygen, that type of thing, or anything that we ask for, because the reports have been coming in periodically. Sometimes I get them, sometimes I don't, but I think that's something that has been happening, like an annual report.
Yeah, I haven't seen those reports in a while.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Oh, I know, because we've had such turnover in the city manager position, because that's who was doing it, but before, that's kind of how it was working. It wasn't like we got together and said, we need a monitoring report on the lake. Somebody handed it to us,
I get one of those every month from Aquascape, so I can send that to y'all, or I can try and just stick them on the website.
See, there they are. We're just not getting them.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, monthly.
Yeah. So Aquascape makes a trip once a month, and we pay them $250 a month. And depending on the season and what they find when they visit the lake, they do different treatments to, for invasives or algicide or whatever.
Okay. And see, I guess a lot of that has been added on since the non-point source plants or whatever those, like stormwater runoff things are required by the state now.
We don't have.
And occasionally we do. I'm sorry.
There's no monthly monitoring required by the stormwater permit. So
I'm sure there's not, but all I'm saying is, somebody's decided to do it. It wasn't us.
Well, that's not true. I mean,
so it might have been a consult.
No, I mean, we did have Aquascapes.
It's not true. What's not true?
Well, Aquascapes was doing reports when we started the board. But I'm saying, we've talked to them, we've communicated with them, we've talked about various things in those reports, and there's been special reports, like for instance, the sediment measurement.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we were involved with them, but, not of late. We haven't been of late.
Yeah, all I'm saying is somebody else decided to do this monthly, because we certainly didn't ask anybody to do it monthly. But it's part of the lake budget is all I'm saying. And if the reports are available, we should be looking at them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, all I can really tell you is that when I started at the beginning of 2019, that was the only expense that had been paid out of the Lake Avondale fund for some time. And it was just, you know, that one check was written every month and it's continued since then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get you the past few months worth of reports if you like, and we can start putting them on the website when we get them.
That'd be great. Thank
you. That sounds good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, from what I recall, there's not a lot of information there. They just kind of come and check it out and know the water level and how much debris is in the lake and whether it needs an algicide treatment and if there's any, if they see any major problems. But they're not taking water samples or anything like that that I remember.
Okay.
Well, probably the algae is the biggest thing just because that's the thing that's the most obvious to people and needs to be controlled.
So. Right, right.
Yeah, and my guess is the monthly thing probably originated when they were called in to look at the algae problem. You know, because that would give somebody a reason to go in more often to keep an eye on it. Whereas before, we just inherited the reports that were coming in by a previous decision before the board was formed. But I just added it as a budget expense for O&M is what I did here.
That's what it is. I'm just wondering if there's a better name for it. Like maybe just...
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Lake management. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but just to avoid confusion.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you.
I don't know.
After reading it, we can probably determine if it's just algae, we'll call it the algae monitoring report.
Exactly.
I think they clean debris out of the lake too at times. So it's just kind of general lake management, I think.
Okay.
Or monthly lake.
Great. Management. And then, and I was thinking we did like invasive removal a couple times a year.
Not by
and
them.
And I'm sure we've got some invoices on that.
That's not by them.
I'm sorry.
The invasives.
No,
are
no,
not...
it's a separate expense.
Right.
It's a separate expense. Yeah, but aren't we doing? Don't we normally do invasive removal about twice a year?
Steve? Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
From another company, right?
Yeah, another group, and then occasionally there's geese removal. I put that down, but I think DNR comes and gathers the geese when we ask them to. I don't think there's an expense for that, but I put it there so we could check that out.
Yeah, that's my recollection.
Think of.
Camilla, you said DNR gathers the geese?
Yeah, Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the only people who can pick up the geese.
I thought, and I could be
you don't
be totally wrong on this, but as I understood it from the days of Clay Brown, if there was a geese problem, we determined that. We had them removed meaning relocated, and banded.
Right.
And the rule was if any of those banded geese came back, they could be exterminated.
Yeah.
But only if they returned to the lake.
I remember that as well. Okay.
Were those geese told that?
It would be helpful, wouldn't it? Come back and you're a dead duck.
I remember having the geese shooting discussion at the lake board one day. Yeah, I remember that. Same goes for fish stocking. I think the DNR does that as well. I don't know if there's an expense for that, but occasionally we will get, you know, a call or an email from somebody saying, you need to stock the lake, and then we would just pass it on to the city manager. And it just miraculously happens after that.
Well,
so
I know, again, in the early days with aquascapes, we had them first shock the lake and count the fish and make a determination.
Right.
Because it's a dynamic thing. It's not just, you know, it might be there's too many large fish, so you don't have the small fish, or there's too many small fish. you know, and Aquascapes really knows how to manage fish in the lake. So by shocking the lake and checking it, you know, they determine if it needs to be stocked. And if so, rather than just saying, I haven't caught a fish, so let's restock it, you know. I think there's a
little— Sure. I didn't realize Aquascape was involved in the stocking. I knew they did the shocking.
Well, yes, I don't know if they're involved in the stocking, but they do the shocking. Yes, well put.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I put in here sea maintenance plan to see if we had anything in there that had to do with any budget information. I don't remember us doing that before in our maintenance plan. It was mostly the inventory of plants, right? And the information you and Steve had passed on to public works folks, right?
Right. And it was about path maintenance as well as plant maintenance.
Okay. All right. And then I don't know. I know, Steve, you check in on the plants and stuff, but I just added that because I know you've been doing it gratis, but at some point the city needs to figure out what that costs.
Well, and it's the
for the
I mean, with this new organization, what is it, Shades of Green, or what are they? What's the name of them? The homespun volunteers we have. I don't think the city needs to do much of anything anymore as far as maintenance of the plant material around the lake between the two of us. And they do the lion's share now. I mean, I walk them around the lake and they're excellent. So we're very lucky that we have that volunteer group. Now, of course, the invasives in the woods is a different story, but around the lake, they've done an excellent job.
Okay, so I need to...
Gardeners for the common good.
That's it. Gardeners for the common good. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I just need to make a change here that says, like, lake plant care as opposed to invasive removal costs. Okay?
Yeah.
And we'll put that as, like, an in-kind thing by the group, right? Because, you know, the city can use in-kind numbers to leverage in grants and stuff. You could estimate it, Paul. I'm sure you've done in-kind before.
Yeah, well, that's a significant part of one of the North Woods grants.
There you go. So then path maintenance is one thing. That's O&M that we talked about in detail that we really haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to, I don't know if that's going to move into a capital project or not. I don't think so, but we need to get a budget idea on that.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do if Paul, you want this done, is I'll walk it with March Glenn, who I believe just did the path between Avonwood and what's that street in the back, Bainbury Circle, and he could do it, but he could definitely give me an estimate of what it would cost. I can walk the path with him and at least get a benchmark of a budgetary number.
That'd be great. And then, you know, if you can do a sketch of where you think the work is most needed or whatever. Okay. Because actually he didn't, you're talking about the path between Berkeley and Banbury Cross.
Yes.
That we just did recently. Yeah, that was a different contractor that did that.
Okay. Okay.
Has that got the slate?
Yes.
On it, like the back, the lake path? Yeah, okay, cool. And then I remembered Steve's suggestion about just planning to put a few boulders in around the lake from time to time.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I'll get a cost from him. I can tell you it'll probably be about $500 to $1,500 per boulder. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, something like 10 mm-hmm. boulders would be what? Yeah, $10,000. I mean, $1,000. $10,000. So 7 would be right. 7,000 and so on and so forth.
I'd like to go back to the Gardeners for the Common Good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possibility they would need supplies that should be included in the budget? If they're donating their time and energy, having them take out of their pocketbook supplies seems maybe more than what they may be willing to sign on for. I wasn't sure.
Well, Leslie's the one you need to ask about that.
So when you say supplies, what are you thinking about, Barbara? Okay.
Hey, so I just think volunteers shouldn't have, if whatever they need to do what they're doing, shouldn't have to shell out of their pocket. And I wasn't.
So right now, we really are basically weeders and pruners, if you think that way. And we are willing, we are talking with Steve, like, about what plants we can put in at Willis Park. But so there may be some plant purchases down the road, but people have given us money for that.
Okay.
So we have a small budget of about $1,600 that we could put towards plants. And for mulch and things like that, the city takes care of that because they use the mulch pile or they buy mulch for us.
Okay.
So that's a nice thought, but right now we really don't have any out-of-pocket expenses except our own tools.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that was covered.
Thank you. So that's, thank you for that.
And I'm sorry, Leslie, I'm talking like you weren't even in the room before.
That's okay. I'm used to
But thank you for
all. I'm not in the room either.
Yeah.
I'm not in the room either.
You're there.
I'm in another room. Okay, so the next one is capital projects. So take a look. Let's see. How did we do on that one? I don't know if I had all the, I don't think we have any other capital project other than sediment removal, unless we're going to have to do anything major for path repairs. Or maybe, is there anything for the dam that needs to go here or in O&M? Well, maybe the dam?
The one thing that you added, the plant material or that we talked about, and I was saying the one thing that possibly could be needed is the removal of those crepe myrtles and the possible replanting of a substitute tree that will actually live there.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's not a big expense. I think that's O&M.
Big is a relative term.
I understand. Mm-hmm. But we can decide what it is. You think it's capital?
What else?
I would say probably not. It's not. It's not just a matter of the dollar amount. Although $5,000 is kind of a break point, but that's when you're deciding whether something that's going to be around for a long time is worth figuring the depreciation on. But so even if a path maintenance project wound up costing $20,000. That would still be repairs and maintenance. It's not that you're adding to the stock of assets. It's that you're protecting the assets that you already have.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
If this will be an appropriate time, I wanted to ask y'all about doing dam inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And this ties into what Steve was talking about whether it's safe to remove the crepe myrtles and what we would have to do to replace them without potentially damaging the dam.
Right.
We had started down this road about a year ago and gotten just real rough quotes from a couple of engineering firms, Stantec and Pond. The dam is not on the Georgia safe dams list. So by my small understanding, that means that we're not required to do inspections on a biannual basis. But I think it would still be a wise thing to do, at least, every few years. So do y'all have any experience that could help us develop a scope of work so that we can give people something more definite to give us a quote on? Or is that something I just need to follow to the end of the trail?
You said you got a quote from Stantec and Pond to do the inspection. And
Well, I'm using quote very loosely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Stantec said these types of initial inspections are usually on the order of $10,000 to $20,000. Then we do a report, review documents, and inspect the spot, the site, and then in a second phase, look into the items found in the inspection and do remediation.
Okay.
What I have from Pond says it would be $3,500 to $5,000 to do a report, do drone footage, walk the dam to observe the condition, and then use the report to set a basis for you on how to make maintenance improvements. They're both pretty fuzzy as far as quotes go. I would have to get something more definite to be able to call it a scope of work. So that's sort of my question to y'all, is if you'd like to or have the expertise to provide input on that.
Well, let me see if I can find a couple more people to give you something a little less fuzzy and a little more definite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll get those names to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
And I'm wondering, Barbara and Chris, does USDA or Soil Conservation Service do dam inspections for communities? You heard of that before? Seems like they would.
Yeah, I know that they had a role in the small dam program for a while. They had some guidance out there that I ran across, but I don't know that they do any inspections.
Okay.
Probably, especially not for a private dam like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it a private dam? It's a city asset.
Well,
I mean, it seems like it'd be a public. It seems to me like it'd be a public structure. They could. They might be able. They may have a technical assistance program. I'll just see what I can find out.
It'd be worth looking into. Them. Yeah.
At least that would help us know what to do, like what would quote be an inspection. I know the consultants can do that, but then. Like Paul said, he's got estimates all over the place right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be worthwhile to pursue.
Okay. I'll make a note to myself to do that. I'm just writing something down here. Okay. Luckily, I got my laptop here, so I'm updating this list while we're talking. Okay, I'll send out a new one later. But just, you know, add your notes and we'll get it in good shape and approve it for next meeting. And I think we should divide it up and, you know, get some of these budget numbers in here to help Paul get an idea of what we're anticipating the budget would be for the lake down the road. So, and then the capital project is sediment removal. Are there other capital projects that we need to consider here?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so either.
I mean, so the rain garden and the trails, that's all taken care of already?
What's the, Paul, can you give us an update on that?
Sure. And at first, let me say, I just briefly went over your agenda with Patrick this afternoon. And he asked me to ask y'all not to spend too much time and effort on the sediment removal subject at this point, because we have, you know, so many other needs. It looks like it's going to be a while before we tackle a major project like that. And the North Woods project is one of those. Mm-hmm. It's where we're at right now. I just last week got an extension approved for the LWCF grant, which expired at the end of last year. So we have until June 30th to finish that part of the project. That part of the project, meaning the recreational trail part. Unfortunately, when I think I mentioned at the last meeting, we had the bids out on the street at that point. Unfortunately, we only got one bid back, and it was about 50% higher than our budget, which it was 50% higher than the estimated cost from summer of last year, and that was double the original budget for the project. So this is, it was just, as had blown up astronomically. So what I'm trying to do now, as opposed to just putting it on the state procurement registry and sort of opening up bids to everybody, another option is to piggyback off the state bid. So they bid out a list of materials costs, and then there's a separate bid for a cost plus on top of those. And so different contractors, you know, bid to get the lowest cost plus percentage. So I have one of those firms working up a what they call a work order package just for the recreational trails part, because that's the part we have to get finished in the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. So I hope to have that work order package in time to present it to the BOMC at the second meeting this month, so that we can go ahead and get started on it and get it completed by June 30th. And then while they're, if all goes according to plan, while they're working on that part of the project, they'll also set up another work order package for the rain garden and erosion and sediment control part of the project. So I can go into more detail once I have that on how it's going to be phased. But that's where we're at in general right now.
Were you under any time constraint for the bioretentions?
Well, yes, but it's much more generous. We just got that grant. The LWCF grant we applied for in 2018, it wasn't approved until February of 2020. And then the expiration date was the end of 2021. The EPA 319 grant we have, we applied for last April, and it was awarded in August. And I think it's a 3-year completion project. So we at least have until 2024 to finish that part of the project. And they want us to kind of string it out, because a major component of that grant is the educational component. So they don't want you to have, you know, 3 classes in 6 weeks and say, okay, I'm done. They want to spread it out over time.
So if I can just summarize, so the project is delayed, and we don't know, the rain garden portion is delayed, and we don't know by how much at this point. Is that right?
That's correct. I would hope not by much. It's just the amount of time it takes to work up that part of the work order package. And I just ask them to focus on the other part, since the time constraint on that is so severe.
Okay. Okay.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save the grant. You did a good call.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I know that if we're in a position to work on the budget at a later time on sediment removal, there could be some grant opportunities. I'm hearing about some private funding for things like this, for water quality. And those are things that people like I can look into. I can't really look for federal grants for the city. I'm prohibited from doing that, I think. But I can look into foundation grants. So that's why I just put it there, so we would know what we were looking for as far as the sediment removal. That's the thing I get the most questions about walking around town. Yeah.
If I was going to ask Paul, if the concept was to put down the sediment removal for right now, do we know at what point in the future the BOMC may be interested, or a city manager may be interested in bringing it back to the front? You said put it down. Is that a year, 2 years, 3 years, or no idea?
I don't have really any idea. I think 1 year would probably be too optimistic.
Okay.
So for right now, North Woods is our lake capital project. And so then I think after we get that complete and maybe have some idea of how that's affecting the sediment that's going into the lake, then the next decision would be whether we want to tackle the erosion in the Southwoods next or to work on the sediment actually in the lake next. That's just me talking. That's I don't get to make those decisions, but I think that would probably be the next decision point.
I think if you're talking about the erosion in the Southwoods, you're talking about a number that's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, and the BMOC met on they met on the lake erosion as a water quality issue that was impacting what were you talking about, Chris? The algae bloom? See, it's having direct impact on water quality. So I think the sediment removal needs to happen before we go to the Southwoods. I mean, I don't think they voted, but they were interested in addressing it. Then they moved on to the park, the town, what is it, the town green? And that's where their interest has been since. So I can't see us going to the Southwood. That's just a bigger number than the lake.
All right. Well,
as far as budget goes.
I mean, I think that's how this board can probably be most helpful is in providing that kind of guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we did. I think we did that before you got there. Like it was a couple of years ago, at least, that we did that briefing. Maybe 3 years ago, because we're into what? Year two of COVID or year three?
But in all honesty, you know, Camilla, in all honesty, I don't, you know, we gave opinions, but I don't think we ever had any engineers go down. And I mean, it's going to be a two-step. It's going to be a design to come up with a solution for the erosion below the dam. And then it's going to be, of course, the construction, much like the Northwoods detentions, but on a grander scale.
Yeah, we punted on the Southwoods a long time ago.
And I think even in the original master plan, they had that as the biggest item on the agenda with several millions of dollars required.
Right. All I'm saying is for Paul's benefit, since he wasn't around when we had those earlier discussions, I think we've already weighed in with at least one suggestion on dealing with sediment removal in the lake to deal with the algal blooms.
Yeah,
in the summer.
Yeah, it could be a kind of a source of nutrients. It may be worthwhile at a minimum, though, to just get another survey done of the lake once the rain gardens are complete and functioning, and see where we are as far as the amount of sediment in the lake. And then we could actually, you know, a few years down the road, actually see if, you know, maybe we've halted the sedimentation in the lake. We can look, you know, because we kind of know what it was, I think, in 2015, mm-hmm. and we know what it was in 2005. So we, you know, if we get another measurement, and then we can kind of have an idea of how much sediment is entering the lake that way, and then we can mm-hmm. down the road see if it's, you know, if we've decreased that amount over time as a result of the rain.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good point. I just know that people don't like that mucky stuff under the bridge.
Right.
Which is.
Well, that's becoming a wetland. Big, so don't be trashing our new brand new wetland.
I think it's pretty.
I think it's great too, but I know people don't like it, but it is a wonderful wetland.
Yeah, it's very deep.
It's deep.
My wife went for a duck rescue there, and she went into her wake.
Oh, that was ill-advised.
Oh, my God.
Ill-advised. Duck rescue.
Yeah, I think it's...
It was humorous to watch, though.
Just stood on the bridge. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's so deep, you know?
Stop it, please.
All right. So, and we're being recorded too, so we can stop. I'll stop the comic routine here. So for capital projects, I've inserted Northwoods so we don't forget that if there's any additional cost there, and then sediment removal. So those are our two capital projects. So for Northwoods, I'll just put it's ongoing. Okay. And I'll send this back out to you guys later, and then you can add other notes if you want to. Okay, and then sediment removal. And Paul says we should punt on that for now, but give advice and counsel to the BOMC at some point. And then do we need this long-term thing, Paul?
I think we've kind of covered the three long-term things, the Northwoods, the Southwoods, okay. And sediment removal. So
I'll keep Paul busy for a while.
Yeah, job security.
Okay. Well, I had taken all these notes in November, so I just wanted to bring them back so people could see them. And I was fashioning a recommendation to go along with that, but I figured, well, we need to be clear on what the numbers are that we need to gather, help Paul gather here, and then roll it all together by next month. So if anybody wants, I know Steve's taking on some stuff under O&M. I'm going to focus on the dam a little bit and sediment removal. So that's what I'll work on, and I'll consult folks, and if anybody wants to work on something in particular, just grab it and get some estimates, because one person looking for estimates won't necessarily come up with it, but between, you know, among the group, we could come up with some decent estimates, I suppose. Does that sound good for next month?
Something as big as the dam, I would say dam inspection, I'd say send that straight to Paul. I wouldn't try to act as the middleman.
No, I'm not talking about middleman. I'm just saying throw some numbers on the page here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always go to Paul.
So, yeah.
If Paul needs something and we can get it, we take it to him.
Well, thanks. So, Steve, if you can try and get me a quote on what you think needs to be done to the lake path, and maybe a sketch of where and where you think some boulders should go. Then I'll follow up with these two people that Shannon had talked to back a year ago about the dam inspection. If you have other names you think I should try, I'm all ears.
Yeah.
And I'll send everybody out at least the past few reports from Aquascape, and I'll see if I can figure out a logical place on the website that I can just post those when they come in. And then I'll just, I'll kind of sketch something out as far as what I think we can free up from the operations budget in the parks department to tackle some of this stuff. And just to put some numbers down on paper. And then I'll maybe get some input from y'all whenever you want to meet the next time on what you think the priority list should be.
Okay. So next month we should really look into, you know, kind of get the priority set as well. Start that conversation next month. Okay.
So just a question. And since we talked to the BOMC probably 3 years ago about some of these things, do we need to go back in and try to get them, like, kind of put it on their radar, some of the things that need to be happening? Or, I mean...
Well, I think we're working toward that with this outline for a budget, and it would go in with a recommendation from us that this is what we see that needs to be happening. And like Paul said, give it some priorities.
So, and just because I'm send a written report, or do we actually go to the meeting and talk with them? I mean, how does that usually work?
We usually send them some sort of recommendation, and then they set up a time for us to come in.
Okay.
We get an invitation.
I have a couple of suggestions, if you don't mind. I'm trying to encourage the board to give a little bit more direction to the volunteer boards that we have. I just feel like that's been a lack over the time that I've been here. So let me work on that. And if you can get them to come to you rather than the other way around, that, in my opinion, that might be a more productive way to work. That being said, I have put some extra money for the stuff we talked about in November and December into the current budget, so we can start prioritizing that. And as long as we're talking about fairly small scale projects, that falls within the city manager's spending authority. He can authorize up to $10,000 on basically any item, and then any line item that's already been approved by the board, he can increase by another $10,000. So until we get up to about the $20,000 range on projects, there's no need to go to the board necessarily to ask for additional appropriations.
We wouldn't be asking for appropriations. We're just saying, this is what we hear everybody has wanted. I mean, when Chris did the presentation on the algal bloom, we said the rain garden would solve the problem for the erosion in the lake, and then we would dredge the lake to get the soil out of the lake that had already eroded in there. That was the discussion. I mean, so there are expectations among specific commissioners that think that cove is going to get cleaned out. I mean, I've been stopped on the street about it. I don't know about you guys, but that's where the not in my car, but I see Lisa Shortell all the time because she walks around the block. And so years ago they were asking for like a small like dredging over there in the cove. That's one reason we got involved in the whole discussion. Look, for the rain garden. Mm-hmm.
If Lisa stops you, you tell her, look, we have board meetings for this.
Exactly. I get away quickly. I get away as quick as I can, you know. So absolutely. I mean, I'm happy. I think we should work with Paul on this. But in some cases, we've actually been kind of struggling to get somewhere because the problems are so big and the costs are huge. So, I mean, it's interesting this, the observation Paul has made about encouraging the BOMC to talk more with the volunteer boards, you know, cause we're kind of set up to give advice, which is, you know, when we think we need to, if we have real O&M to do, then it's obvious we need a budget and a plan to get that done every year. So I appreciate the fact that Paul's come in here to give us some guidance on that. Anything else we want to talk about tonight? I don't think we had anything on the agenda other than this for today, so we could kind of wrap it up. And I don't think there's public comment. Unless Gina has some. Gina, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good.
Do we need to set a date for our next meeting?
Okay.
One thing that the city manager asked me to convey is that he doesn't want two boards to have a meeting in the same night again, like we did tonight with the DDA and the Lake Board. So,
okay. We'll tell the DDA to check our schedule next time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I can understand that.
Okay. Well, so, but a month ahead, do we know the DDAs? Do we have the DDAs?
They're the second Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll avoid that.
And BOMC is second and fourth Wednesday. What about the PAZB, Gina?
They don't always meet. Let me check.
What day of the week is good for everybody?
Days. Probably not Fridays. Other than that, I'm fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty open early February because of We still have work travel restrictions going.
Oh, yeah, they came back.
PZB is the third Monday of the month, and HPC is first Mondays of the month, I believe.
How is Thursday? Thursdays. Oh, how are Thursdays? Yeah.
Thursday's good.
Yeah.
Second Thursday?
Second Thursday.
Or first. I like second Thursday.
Of February 10th.
Mm-hmm. The 10th. Maybe we'll be back to in-person meetings by then, too.
That would be nice, but
no way to know.
Yeah, my crystal ball didn't work real well.
All right.
But I do like I do appreciate the 7:30 start time. It makes a big difference.
Actually, early is better for me.
We're here for you.
As long as we're virtual. But in live,
right.
7:30 works perfect for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we want you two to get there comfortably, so we'll keep it at 7:30. We could shift it a little if, well, see, Barbara's going to drive back anyway. We need to keep it where it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can find out from Soil Conservation. I'm going to move that we adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Okay, gang. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.